28,000 plus get to their feet. Great Mother's Day crowd at Minute Maid Park. Pitch on the way. That's it off the hands and into shallow right field. Long run for Springer over toward the line. He's there, makes the catch, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros beat the Seattle Mariners by a final of 5-1 as the Astros earn a split of the four-game series.
Fantastic pitching, and it was going to take just that to beat a very hot Seattle Mariners team coming in 13-5 on the road this season. And the Astros getting this big win to end this series. They'll have the Cleveland Indians coming in tomorrow, but this has to feel pretty good, especially this win today.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch, and played a red-hot Seattle Mariners team and able to split four games with them, team first place in the AL West. And it's one of the rare times when maybe you're happy with a split with the way they were playing coming in.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the series, you look back and wonder a couple opportunities, could you have won the series? But being down 2-1 into that fourth game, it was an important win for us. We played very well during the series, and I was proud of the way that our guys kept coming after them and even coming back when we were behind. Yesterday, we took advantage of getting out ahead and extending our lead. So better baseball the last week out of our team. I'm very proud of that. I think our effort's been good. Our starting pitching's been better, which sets the tone. So I hope that's a sign of things to come.
You mentioned a starting pitching, Colin McHugh. We'd seen him pitch better of late, but hadn't been getting deep in the games. Yesterday, 7 innings of one-run baseball, more of what we're accustomed to seeing from him.
Yeah, no, he was very reliable yesterday. He used his changeup effectively, which for the first time, where he really took it into the game and used it 25% of the time. So it's nice to see him methodically get through lineups. And, he gave up the one home run, which solo home runs rarely beat you. He did a good job of maximizing his pitches and getting us to the bullpen with a comfortable lead.
Robinson Cano had a great series against the Astros, and of course people wonder why not walk this guy every time up and things like that, but a lot of times against a guy like Cano, it's about stopping the guys who are in front of him in the lineup, and you were able to do that yesterday. You either faced him leading off an inning or with two outs and nobody on every time.
No doubt. That was the key to the difference in his games. Even though he did damage yesterday with the home run, he did it with nobody on, and he did it by us. We didn't walk Aoki. We didn't walk Seth Smith. We didn't walk Marte, or we didn't give up these hits in front of him to where he came up with big spots and nowhere to put him. That's very key when you run into a hot hitter. It's all about the guys around him. You're not going to stop him unless you walk him when they get into these type of zones and these type of hot streaks. So getting those guys out in front of him is very key.
Tyler White, two doubles yesterday, including an RBI, and it seems like he's been swinging the bat a lot better, maybe starting to adjust to the adjustments the league made to him after his hot start.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, he's becoming a better hitter again, which staying inside the strike zone is always important for him. Getting some success after a long dry spell is very key for a young player. It's good for the confidence. It's good for the psyche. It's good for the opportunities that he's presented. So I hope it's a kickstart to better times for him.
Face a tough Indians team, particularly when you talk about their starting pitching, some of the best starting pitching out there. And Corey Kluber on the mound today, won a Cy Young Award a couple of years ago. What's the key against a guy like Kluber?
You got to get his fastball. I mean, no one hits his breaking ball. I think there's only been a few hitters that have even put the ball in play with any sort of strength against him. It's key for us to get on that fastball early. The danger in that is he might last deep into games if you don't find success. So it'll be interesting to stay in the strike zone, stay out of two-strike counts if you can, but not chase out of the zone. So tall task for us. He's a good pitcher. He knows what how to put hitters away when he gets ahead. So I think the key is to get him early.
Pretty two pretty good young shortstops from Puerto Rico in this series. Carlos Correa won Rookie of the Year award last year. The guy who finished second to him, Indian shortstop Francisco Lindor, who had a really good second half last year, off to a strong start this year. And I know a lot of it is kind of for the fans, but imagine as someone who's been in the game a long time, it has to be pretty fun to watch those two in one series.
It is. The shortstop position is such a marquee spot, and certainly there's two of the best in the league, not only young starters in the league, but actually in the entire league. And
yeah.
And to watch these guys compete against each other, they're going to lean on each other. Both from Puerto Rico. They both went through a spectacular rookie seasons. They're both hitting in the middle of the order. Lindor's a switch hitter. Correa's probably does a little bit more damage with his at-bats. So it's fun banter. It's something that you look forward to over the next decade as this sport has gotten younger and even more exciting with the influx of young talent. And we have two of the best on the field tonight.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
The Astros finally signed Woody Williams as a free agent in 2007. When I was managing the Astros, we tried to trade for him twice but couldn't make the deal. In 2007, he was near the end, but the native Houstonian was still a good pitcher. On this day, May 9th, he got his first win in Astros livery, beating the Reds with his arm and bat. Lance Berkman staked him to a 2-0 lead in the third, but another Houstonian, Adam Dunn, hit one out to tie it in the bottom of the frame. With two outs in the fourth, Adam Everett reached on an error. The Reds walked Humberto Quintero to pitch to Williams. Big mistake. Woody could hit, and he proved it by driving in Everett with the winning run. Dan Wheeler came in from the bullpen at Great American Ballpark to get the save.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid. Put good in, get good out.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks, and I'm with special guest today, Luis Valbuena, who had a huge night a couple of nights ago.
1-1, and that's drilled deep to right field. Kiss it goodbye! Into the second deck. Game-tying home run for Valbuena in the bottom of the ninth. 2-2 game.
One of those dreams thinking about throughout your career, you'd love to be the guy in the ninth inning with two outs, be able to hit a big home run. Talk me through that against the Mariners. Steve Cishek, the closer on the mound, you're up to the plate, two outs, and your team's down by one. What were you thinking?
Oh, I think when I walk at the home plate, I think I want to do something for my team.
Yeah.
When I try to hit a home run, and I look at you, I want to answer in my mind. Okay, look at the pitch middle in.
Uh-huh.
That's your pitch. You can miss it. You can miss. And he threw me right there. He threw me the first one in the middle. I hit a foul ball, but the second one threw me almost the same pitch. You say, I think the right one I see is it's my pitch, I can miss. That why I hit it too hard. I'm happy because for my team and try to win that game.
What's that feeling like when you're running around the bases knowing that you came up with a big moment for your team?
Oh, I feel so great because that's my first home run in 2016, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a good moment. I work it, okay, I do something for my team.
Yeah.
Let's go win that game because every time when I go there, all my team, he go there and win the game.
Talking with Luis Valbuena, you came up with the Seattle Mariners, and then you played for three seasons with the Cleveland Indians, and the team's playing three games with the Indians right now. Tell me what it's like for a Latin guy who grew up in a warm climate to play in Cleveland like in April and in September. It's tough, isn't it?
Oh, very tough because it's too cold. It's not easy to play in there because you can play like 100%. You don't feel like 110% to play. Okay, I want to do this because it's too cold. You can move.
You got five shirts on, too. It's hard to move that way, right?
Yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy to play for with cold weather.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, you have to put something right hard in your body and try to do something because you don't have to think about it. If it's cold, it's not. You have to go there and do the best.
Can you explain to some of the fans out there what it's like for a guy from Venezuela to come to the United States, not knowing the language very well, and just get along on a day-to-day basis?
Right now, a lot of people try to get a little English when you come to USA.
Before you come now, right?
Yeah. My first time when I come here, I don't know to say anything.
Right.
I only say hi, and that's it.
You can't order food or anything else?
No, I just want to go to my friend
because
I don't know anything.
Yeah.
And after that, I get a good friend with me in Seattle, American family.
That's great.
And I stay there because I can have translate. Yeah. And that way, like every day I know something. And I'm not speaking like a perfect English, but
it's good.
I can talk.
That's Luis Valbuena. Well, Luis, big moment on Saturday night. Congratulations for that, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at Astros.com/radio. The Houston Astros.
Playing in the mess. Mike Fiers has done it. A no-hitter.
On your radio.
That ball's clobbered. Left field. See ya.
All summer long.
Start spreading the news. The Houston Astros win the AL Wild Card game.
The Houston Astros Radio Network.